That Christmas morning, she woke us early to see what Santa Claus brought. She said, with just the right tone of voice to indicate we were all old enough to know who Santa Claus was. I came out of my bedroom with my present for her and Doris, and Doris came with hers. My mother's has been placed under the tree during the night. There were a few small, brightly wrapped packages, a big doll for Doris, but no bicycle. I must have looked disappointed. "It looks like Santa Claus didn't do too well by you this year, buddy," she said as I opened packages. A shirt, a necktie. I said something half-hearted like, "It's the thought that counts." But what I felt was bitter disappointment. I supposed she'd found the bike just too expensive and sent it back. "Wait a minute," she cried, snapping her fingers. "There's something in my bedroom I forgot all about." She went out and a moment later came back wheeling the big black two-wheeler with balloon tires. I didn't have to pretend after all. The three of us, Doris, my mother, and I, were people bred to hold back emotional expressions of love. But I did something that startled both my mother and me. I threw my arms around her spontaneously and kissed her. "All right now, don't carry on about it. It's only a bicycle," she said. Still, I knew that she was as happy as I was to see her so happy.